We are still in the Easter season. And in Easter, we know that we celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And during Easter, whenever we come to church, especially on Sundays and other days in the week, the first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. And the Acts of the Apostles tells us about the beginnings of the church, how the early Christians lived, how they came together to share the word of God, how they celebrated the Eucharist, and how they lived among themselves in harmony. In today's first reading, we hear about when the first deacon was killed. When he was killed, what happened to the church? The church began spreading to the other lands from Jerusalem. So we heard from the first reading, the first deacon was killed. Anybody tell us the name of the first deacon who was killed as we heard from the first reading today? Whose name was mentioned in the first reading that after his death, there was a great persecution in the church and people began moving to other lands from Jerusalem? Which name was mentioned? Remember the name that was mentioned, the first Christian who was called after the death of Jesus. Stephen was the first Christian who was called after the death of Jesus. And what happened was that at the time the apostles were continuing the work of Jesus after his death and resurrection, the number of the Christians was increasing. And a time came that there was a complaint from some people that the sharing of the food and money at the time, they were being disadvantaged because their widows and orphans were not being taken care of. Those were the Greek-speaking Jews. You know, there were some Jews who were speaking Greek, and they came to the church, and they complained that their widows and orphans were not being taken care of by those who were sharing money and food to them. So the apostles got together and they assembled the whole church, and they decided that they must select from among them people of good character to help the distribution of food and money among their people, so that the apostles could consecrate, could reserve themselves to the celebrating of the word, sharing the word and the Eucharist. So they chose 7 men to do that work. And these 7 were the first deacons of the church. They were Stephen. We read from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 5. These 7 men were Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Hermanus, and Nicholas. They were chosen to help the distribution of the material things for the people. And Stephen, being a God-fearing man, did his work in such a way that first, others were envious of him. People became envious of Stephen. And they complained against him. They reported him to the authorities that Stephen was doing something against the church. He was doing something against the authorities. He was speaking against the temple. So Stephen had to die. They had to stone him to death. And we read that when Stephen was being stoned to death, he was even praying for those who were killing him, praying for his enemies. Who can do that? Who can pray for those who persecute him? The Bible tells us that we should pray for our enemies. pray for those who persecute us. Are you able to do that? Who has ever prayed for his enemy? Have you ever prayed for anybody who is speaking against you? Are you able to do that? Do you do that? You must be able to pray for those who persecute you. That's what Stephen did. So Stephen prayed for those who were persecuting him, and he died. And we read from today's version that after the death of Stephen, there was a great persecution in the church, and people began running to other parts of the world. And when they were going, they were still preaching the word of God. So what I want us to look at is the ministries in the church. Stephen and other six were chosen to perform a certain ministry in the church. So when we come to church, there are a lot of ministries that people perform, people take, and people serve. The first one is the ministry of deacons. Do you know of any deacon? Who can tell me of the deacon he knows about? Do you know of any deacon? Have you seen any deacon in the church? When you talk of a deacon, do you know? Now, do you know of any deacon here in the church now? As we gather here, who can be said to be a deacon? Deacon Bill. Deacon Dan, Deacon Ora, they have a lot of deacons. And they perform certain functions in the church. They read the word of God, they share with us, they perform other sacraments in the church. So deacon is one of the ministries in the church. Who can tell me of any other ministry in the church? We have a lot of ministries. Today, people are performing different ministries in the church. We have our seven leaders performing a wonderful ministry in the church today. The ministry of singing. So when you sing in the church, we are performing a ministry. Ministry of singing. So our second leaders are performing that wonderful ministry. We have a ministry of reading the word of God. Lector should be the one who reads the first reading, the responsorial psalm, the second reading. They are all ministries. So our second leaders are performing that ministry today. We have the ministry of service, the altar service. When you come, that is another ministry that you perform. So there are a lot of ministries in the church. And the church expects that all of us, children and adults, male and female, we all perform these ministries. Because these ministries are there to help establish a good relationship between God and his people. So whenever you are called upon to perform a ministry, then you are called upon to establish some kind of a very good relationship between God and his people, the church. So when you are called upon to perform that ministry, just prepare yourself and be happy that you are called upon to play a special role in the church. So these people are performing ministries, altar service, those who are singing, those who read the reading, those who take the prayers, the prayer of the faithful, those who bring the gifts to the altar. The ushers are also performing ministries. Those looking into the taking care of the microphone and all that, they are all performing ministries. You know, those who sweep the church, who clean the church, it's all part of the ministries of the church. So each and every one of us is called upon to perform a special ministry in the church. So as we come together as Christians, as children, let us always remind ourselves that God wants us to perform something for him. The ministry in the church is performing a function for God. So when you perform that function well, God also blesses you. So each child, each of you must think of a ministry that he or she can perform and perform well, so that every now and then he performed that mission for the church. For God to bless you. So all of you, I'm giving you something to think about. Think about what you can do to help the church, what you can do to help spread the word of God. Any ministry that you can perform. You can sing, you can read the word of God, you can preach, you can become a deacon, you can become a priest, you can become anybody, anything in the church, just to help spread the word of God, just to help bring people close to God. So all ministries are called to bring people to God. So that's what God wants us to do. So I am urging you, just look into your life, know what you can do well, practice on it, and ask God to give you knowledge about it, and perform the particular ministry well, and God himself will bless you. In the gospel reading of today, Jesus tells us something, that all that the Father gives him will come to him. And whoever comes to Jesus, Jesus will not drive the person away. Because he has come down to do the will of his Father. The will of his Father is that all of us will come to him. So all children, all adults, all me, all female, we are all called upon to come to Jesus. Because Jesus is our Savior. When you come to Jesus, he will save you from any trouble. When you come to Jesus, he will save you from any difficulty. When you come to Jesus, all shall be well for you. So Jesus is inviting all of us. Let us come to him with our programs, with our happiness, with our worries. And when you come to him, Jesus will take all of them away from us. So we are invited every now and then to come to Jesus. So make sure, each of us will make sure that each day we contact Jesus and we contact Jesus in prayer. So I encourage you, each day you say a prayer and ask Jesus to be close to you so that all your worries will be taken away, all your problems will be taken away, all your difficulties will be taken away, and Jesus himself will bless you. Let us continue to be aware of the fact that Jesus is inviting us. Let us come to him, perform any duty that he gives us, and Jesus himself will continue to bless us. May God see us throughout our stays.